The True False Film Fest is just around the corner, and KBIA has been talking with some of the filmmakers involved with this year's selections in a series called True False Conversations. I'm Ryan Levy. Documentary directors Estefan Wagner and Moritz Siebert wanted to make a more intimate documentary about the Africa to Europe migrant experience than they had ever seen. For that, they needed a collaborator. The two found Abu Bakar Sidibe, an African migrant living on the northern coast of Morocco, separated from European territory by a policed double fence. Abu became their collaborator and co-director on the resulting true-false film, Les Sauteurs, or Those Who Jump. KBIA's Annie Reese spoke to Wagner and Siebert about the unique experience of directing a film they hadn't shot themselves. Wagner speaks first.
How did you first find Abu, and then how did your relationship change and evolve?
Abu, we met him first through the Stringer we worked with. He is a photojournalist in Melilla in Spain and has been working on the issue for over a decade. And he knew the Malian community because on this hill, in this makeshift camp, people organize themselves in national communities. So there are people from Nigeria, from Cameroon, from Cote d'Ivoire, so yeah, Ivory Coast, and so on. He knew the people from Mali quite well. So through him, we got into that community, and there we met several of these men and ended up giving two cameras out, one to Abu and one to another man called Baba. And very quickly we realized that actually the footage we were getting from Abu was so far beyond what we ever imagined, really.
One of the things I loved about the film was that it balanced moments of lighthearted humor with obviously some really hard to watch and very climactic scenes of, you know, at the attempted jumps and things. Can you tell me about deciding to balance those moments?
In the first voiceover, Abu would say, "This is Mount Gurugu, it's hope and despair, life and death," and that kind of shows already this juxtaposition of these opposing moments. He says, "We are like living death, but on the other hand, we have a lot of joy there, camaraderie, solidarity between us. We also make fun because you need that, otherwise you cannot survive this place." And his material also showed both to us. You know, we would open folders or look into memory cards we received from him, and then all of a sudden there was this reenacted football game between Mali and Cote d'Ivoire, where they each go into a role and play the manager of the team or sports journalist and these kind of things, and we found them very hilarious. And the next scenes we see would be a burning camp which was burned by the police. So it's kind of both of it.
What was it like when he saw the film for the first time?
He loved it. He's so fond of the film, you couldn't imagine. I mean, sometimes people in the audience ask, does it kind of represent it well, or, you know, and he is the biggest fan himself.
Yeah, I think it's a very emotional thing for Abu to watch that film. I mean, he sees his friends from that time. Some of them have not made it, some have made it, some even died during the course of trying to get into Europe. So I think it's an extremely emotional thing also for Abba to watch this.
That was Estefan Wagner and Moritz Siebert talking about their film Those Who Jump with KBIA's Annie Reese. To hear all of our True False conversations with filmmakers, go to kbia.org and search True False. I'm Ryan Levy.